Now, friends, when we come to the sixth chapter of the book of Acts, we now see actually that which was the result of the defection that was in the church. We saw that the defection was in the case of Ananias and Sapphira. We believe they were saved, but we feel that they, with that lie in their lives, could not live in the early church. The church was too holy for them. But now this defection led, actually, to the selection of deacons, and that was due to the defection. And we also have in this chapter 6 now the account of one of these, and we'll see that he was framed and that he was arrested and he was tried, and that's Stephen of Corps. Now, will you follow along with us here as we look at the appointing of deacons? The need for officers, you see, was created by a crisis which arose in the early church. Now, I'm reading verse 1 of chapter 6 of Acts. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Now, this that had taken place in the early church is something that we need to recognize, that they had attempted to put in a form of communal living. And actually, they succeeded for a while, but carnality entered the church. And when it did enter the church, why, we found that it caused Ananias and Sapphira. They misrepresented, they lied. And now we find that there is a murmuring between the Grecians and the Hebrews. Now, this is not a clash of two races. This is the conflict, not of anti-Semitism. The Hellenists were actually Greek-speaking Jews. The word Grecians here were Hellenists, and they were Greek-speaking Jews. They had a different cultural background than the Hebrews in Jerusalem, and there was naturally misunderstanding. The number in the church at this time has been variously estimated, but generally at around 25,000. Now we find that the early church here was not perfect. We sometimes hear the statement made today, we need to get back to the early church. And the early church was power conscious, and today we are problem conscious. Well, that's a half truth. We today are certainly problem conscious, but the early church was. They had problems also. And they had problems, and they, I think, handled it in a very wonderful way. Now, the Greek-speaking Hebrews felt that their widows were neglected. In other words, this communal form of living wasn't working as well as they'd like for it to. Certainly wasn't perfect. Carnality had come in. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Now, the apostles, they felt at this time, very candidly, that they should not give up the study of the word of God. They felt like that they should continue with that, and that if they gave up the study of the word of God and served tables and handled physical things, why, that would be the undoing of them, that they should spend time in prayer and they should spend time in the study of the word of God. That is something that every church should recognize, that your minister should have time to study the word of God, should have a time for prayer. Unfortunately, the average church today is looking for a pastor who is an organizer and a promoter and a sort of a vice president to run the church, manager of some sort. That's unfortunate, and as a result, the church is suffering today. I had to move my study from downtown Los Angeles to my home, build a special room over the garage for a study. I found out that all I had in the church was an office, that they didn't intend for you to study there, didn't want you to study. Now, that's unfortunate, I think, for any church. So that the thing that the apostles say now, you choose you out men